Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. I'm Danielle Avari here with your host, Matt Humans, Aaron Rinning, Scott Kellen will rejoin us shortly. And James Alvarino has joined us on the desk. James, we just had a chance to barely meet, but we will be playing Cash or Trash in just a second. So it'll be a fun first day. Starting off here, though, World Series Game 3. We have Dodgers and Rays. The Dodgers are obviously the favorite, as usual. But Matt, earlier you said that you like the Rays in a long series. Does that mean you think you could see this going to seven?
I could see it going seven. I still think the Rays have an advantage with starting pitching in the bullpen, and obviously the Dodgers are a more talented team. That's why they're favored. But I thought a plus 185 in the series, there was decent value in the Rays, and I played them as well in game two with Blake Snell on the mound. I thought it was their best chance to win. I like Charlie Morton, but the Dodgers hit right-handers much better tonight, so I'm not going to play game three. I guess I'll hope the Rays wins tonight because that would benefit the series bet, obviously.
Right. Aaron, what about you? You think this is going to seven?
I wouldn't be surprised to see that. I do think this is a big game here for the Rays to try to get this game with Morton. But as Matt mentioned, not the best matchup for him. So a big game tonight.
James, anything on this one?
Well, my opinion on baseball is not highly qualified. So
neither is
you want to talk to me about football or basketball? Yeah, we could go there.
Let's move on.
MLB just bet the opposite of what I say.
That's right. All right, let's move on then to trash or cash. So I'm going to ask you about a ticket. You tell me if it's trash or if it's going to cash. So starting with the Cowboys, who are 0-6 against the spread, they have to travel to D.C. to face the football team. It's a pick 'em. Cowboys ticket this week, cash or trash?
Well, you'd like to trash both of these teams. I'm going to let James, he's our new guest. I'm going to let him kick it off.
All right.
Well, I've had the pleasure of watching a lot of NFC East because I'm from New York, so I know these teams pretty well. And I mean, you got to trash this bet. I wouldn't bet either of these teams, like Human said. The Cowboys looked horrible on Monday night. Andy Dalton behind that offensive line looked terrible. The offensive line just has injuries all over the place. And Dallas is just being Dallas right now, where the divas are starting to come out a little bit. They're blaming the coaches. I mean, rightfully so. The coaching schemes have been pretty terrible. But,
right.
I mean, it's week six. Like, this is a relationship that just started, and they're ready to break up. So I would not bet this game. But on the other side, Washington has only three healthy wide receivers for this game. So if you're betting this game, hold your nose and watch it.
So unhealthy relationship and unhealthy wide receivers. Good to know.
Toxic.
Matt?
I'm going to go ahead and try to cash with the Cowboys.
Yeah?
I do this very hesitantly, and it would be a small bet. Tim Murray, my usual co-host, talked me into the Cowboys. Just more offensive playmakers, and I think they got to be a little bit more motivated and focused this week off the embarrassment Monday night. I don't love the play, obviously, but if you're going to make me pick a side, Danielle, I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Aaron?
No, I'm going to trash the Cowboys, trash the game. I can't get there with Dallas. Certainly disappointed with their play. I mean, they're so well coached, you would think they would come back. But, I mean, you know, that's pretty sad when the players are throwing them under the bus already.
And the players could have thrown themselves under the bus, too. They said
right.
Mike McCarthy and the staff don't coach well. They weren't playing too well, starting with Zeke Elliott's two fumbles.
All right, what about the Jets? Also 0-6 against the spread, the last winless team in the NFL. They are plus 11 or more versus the Bills this weekend. Ticket on the Jets, cash or trash?
Start with James again, because I think he and Aaron Rinning might fight over this one. I'm going to pass, and James, take it off.
I've bet against the Jets every single week, except for the week they play the Broncos, and that's because I watched Brett Rippon play maybe a quarter in college. But the Jets, they're 0-6 against the spread. And for the last five games, they've missed against the spread by double digits. That's really bad. They're getting 7, 9, 12. Like, they're not even, it's not like they're getting 4 points and losing by double digits against the spread. They just can't cover. And I really think it's just a matter of they don't care that much about winning until Adam Gase is gone. They really don't. And the line dropped a little bit, and I had a couple of DMs. Well, why are the Bills getting a little bit cheaper? The Bills' injury report is not great. Tre'Davious White is on the injury report. I know that John Brown is hurt, but when you play in the Jets, it's not even a personnel thing. It's just one team wants to win. They're off two losses and need one. And then the other team last week in Miami, I'm convinced they were on the beach on Saturday.
Yeah. Well, it is Halloween this weekend. So at least if Sam Darnold sees ghosts, we'll know.
It'll make sense.
Aaron?
No, it's going to be I guess it's going to be a pass for me. I was trash for me last week. I did bet the Jets. I wasn't as smart as James in fading them every week, I guess.
All right. Well, we'll see if any of those cash, especially that Cowboys one for Matt, stick with us. We have a lot more to talk about here on My Guys in the Desert. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. Hour two here. I'm Danielle Alvari here with Matt Eumanns. We have Aaron Rinning, and we also have James Alberino. But I think it's time we get Scott Kellen back up here. What do you think, Matt?
Have Scott snap on that face shield and get back up here on the desk. James Alberino joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at Spread Investor, and you put a lot of NFL opinions in your analysis up on Twitter. Don't let the trolls bother you, man. You got a documented winning record.
Oh, no, I welcome the noise. Okay. I just, when new people come on, you have these, you know, a lot of $20 bettors new on Twitter the noise starts getting a little louder. But
yeah, they're out there. They're always out there. But you've had a very good NFL season up to this point. I saw your record. I can't recall.
18-9.
That's solid. Scott Kellen, where can people find you?
At Sixth Sense NFL.
And Aaron Rinning?
On Twitter at ER Sports 1.
All right, let's get back to the Week 7 rotation. And we've talked about a lot of games. We have a lot more to go through. And Scott, I'll start it with you. The game of the week, 2-5-0 teams, Steelers and Titans rescheduled here. And we've had a flip of favorites in this game as well. Tennessee was +2 as of, you can say, Tuesday afternoon. Right now, Titans 1 or 1.5 point favorites. Total of 50.5 to 51.
Yeah, I would look, now that this is up to 1.5, especially with a 6-point teaser, I would look to take Pittsburgh and get the 7.5 points, something over 7. You could match it with Detroit, in my opinion. You could match it with San Francisco, but Roethlisberger 5-1 against the spread as a road dog. His last six games since 2017. He's only had one loss that's been by more than 3 points, so they've been very competitive. The other thing I was looking back, since Tannehill became a starter last year, midway through the year, I think the Charger game was that first game, he's 8-1 to the over. They scored 21 or more in all 9 of those games, 6-3 against the spread, 7-2 straight up. But they've only won 2 of those 9 games by more than 6 points. One of those was against Buffalo a couple weeks ago, but they got a lot of fluky, well, I give them credit for getting the turnovers, but a lot of short fields in there that really aided that blowout. They're not winning by margin. Pittsburgh, a very good team, obviously, a good defense. Maybe not as good as last year, but still a very good defense. I expect Pittsburgh to stay close in the game, and I think a teaser bet is a good play for Pittsburgh.
Aaron?
I expect Pittsburgh to win this game. I think they are the better team. I think they have the better defense. That's the difference. We talked a lot about this last week as far as pressuring the quarterback. We talked about Cleveland trying to match up against Pittsburgh, that it was going to be a tough matchup because Baker Mayfield against pressure, not good. Talked about it with Aaron Rodgers facing a team that pressures you in Tampa Bay, and I think we get that here. Against Tannehill, Tannehill's been able to play a little bit downhill with this team, and he's been decent against pressure so far this year, but if you look through his career, it's been a different story for Tannehill. So I think if you can pressure him, he's a guy that'll take a sack. He's a guy that can make a mistake. So I think that's the way this one goes. Pittsburgh gets the win.
James Alberino, your analysis on Steelers at Titans.
I'm with you, Scott. I lean towards the over. Titans have gone over 4 games in a row, and they're clearing by good margins. The totals have been in the 49.5 to 52 range. They're hitting in the 60s and low 70s. Last game, Derrick Henry had 212 yards on the ground. And with Devin Bush out on Pittsburgh, I think that makes a little bit of an impact, especially in the middle going up against Derrick Henry. If I was betting Pittsburgh, because I do think Pittsburgh is the better team, they're more impressive, and I think the trajectory for them is heading high and on a good level. Mm-hmm. But because of the Devin Bush injury, I'm probably going to stay away from the side, and I think this game could open up. Roethlisberger to Claypool has been a good connection the last few weeks, and same thing, same read as you, Scott. Tannehill on that offense, they're able to move the ball.
All right, a week ago at this time, much of the betting public wanted to write off the San Francisco 49ers, and they beat the Rams on Sunday night. Right now, a lot of the betting public wants to write off the Patriots, and they are off a loss at home to the Broncos and hosting the 49ers. Interesting game here because you don't find Bill Belichick off a loss at this cheap a price too often. But I think a lot of people, even sharp bettors, have soured on the Patriots here. They're -2. 49ers and Jimmy G go back to Foxborough, and it's Patriots -2, total of 44, 44.5, Scott. The one positive with the Patriots, it looks like that offensive line is going to be intact this week. And Cam looked pretty bad last week behind an injury-riddled offensive line.
Yeah, and it looks like Niners are probably going to be without both of their starting safeties on Sunday as well. They're getting a little bit healthier at the corner position, but now going to lose the safeties potentially. I don't have a play in this game. I would consider San Francisco maybe as a teaser here to get it up to 8 points or so. I do think it'll be a close game. you know, probably a lower scoring game, but that total is pretty low, so I'm not betting the total. I think the only way I would look at this is San Francisco on a teaser. This look ahead line, I think, was 5.5 or so. So that seems like a bit of an overcorrection for one bad game for New England. But I would look at it as a teaser just because I think it will be a lower scoring game, defensive tussle, and, you know, 8 points in a teaser in a low scoring game is of some value.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of support here for San Francisco in this game. Last week, seemingly left for dead. The 49ers were as high as a 3.5-point underdog against the Rams, and now to come in here in almost a pick 'em against New England. And, you know, I understand the Patriots were not good. They had only practiced a couple times in 2 weeks last week. Hard to make excuses. Denver certainly capable defensively. And Cam Newton hadn't played. And you go back to the week before that when they got beat by margin by Kansas City. They actually played really well. It was the quarterback, the backup quarterbacks, that did them in that game. So, as you mentioned, Matt, the offensive line, they hopefully get the center Andrews back for this game as well. I think a huge difference. Remember, San Francisco still has all those defensive injuries here. And, you know, Belichick finally gets a week of practice here. That's a good sign. Also probably kind of understands how to game plan here for Jimmy G. I'm going to have a pretty good bet here on New England.
I'm leaning more with Scott on this one, with San Francisco in a teaser spot, getting it up to 8. I agree with everything you guys said. The value of the line's killed on San Francisco regularly on the play. I think New England's pass game, it's pretty telling last week when you see that Edelman had 8 yards on 2 receptions, 6 targets, and James White's the leading receiver. But, yeah, again, last week from that game, you know, Cam Newton's not in rhythm. He had COVID and out of the practice facility. So I teased this up and look to pair it with something else.
Yeah, I can't argue with teasing up the 49ers here, but I like the Patriots -2. I think it's a good buy-low spot for the Pats. But you make a good point that Cam really doesn't have any weapons to work with. But, you know, last week he looked worse because that offensive line was pretty bad. And what I read this morning is that offensive line is going to be, it looks like, fully healthy this week. So that's going to be a positive. All right, let's move on to Jacksonville and the Chargers. We talked a little bit about this game in the first hour. The Chargers have been historically so bad in the favorites role, especially laying points in this range, 7.5 or 8. But it's tough to make a case for the Jaguars here. I think Justin Herbert gets his first win as an NFL starter. I'm not sure he's going to cover. Scott, Jacksonville catching 7.5 or 8, total of 49. Jaguars, Chargers.
It's no play for me, Matt. Yeah. Some pretty good situations on Jacksonville and against the Chargers, but it's hard for me to play Jacksonville. They've allowed 24 or more in 8 of their last 9 games as a road dog, 30 or more in 6 of those 9 games. Like you said, though, Chargers 2-10-1 against the spread as a home favorite since 18. 9-2 to the under, actually, in those 11 games. But, you know, the Chargers could get to 30 points in this game. I don't think Jacksonville's offense is as good as maybe some people thought earlier in the year. I can't play Jacksonville. They got a lot of defensive injuries. They're starting to get some of those people back. And certainly don't want to play the Chargers. No play for me.
Well, I hope you're right. I hope the Chargers can reach 30. I have a bet, a small bet here over the total. I didn't do anything with the side. But, you know, Herbert has looked good leading this offense. He has weapons to work with, throw the ball downfield, make some plays. And remember, this defense is you know, lost a lot of talent from where they were to start the season. With the Jaguars, I mean, the whole goal, and they do have offensive weapons, you know, and you're right, Scott, they just haven't been able to score as much as you thought. But I still think they're capable, certainly more capable offensively than defensively. You mentioned the injuries to them. They are more talent on offensive side. So we'll see if we can get this one over the total.
I lean towards the Chargers laying the points. I like them in the teaser a lot, getting them down to -1.5. Why I would not hesitate with the trends that you mentioned is because a lot of those numbers were with Philip Rivers, and I think Herbert could stretch the field so much. I watched Jacksonville's game replay versus the Lions the other night, and it was hard to watch their defense. That's how bad they are.
No pressure.
The Lions opened up 17-3. I mean, one of the guys that I work with said, I'm laying a big bet last week on the Lions. And so I don't really bet bad teams in the NFL very often, but, I mean, I stuck my foot in my mouth, and the Lions blew them out. But the Jaguars just have holes all over the defensive side. Herbert, the way he looked versus New Orleans, I mean, the Chargers' losses have been good losses. Lose to the Chiefs, lose to Tampa Bay really close, and lose to New Orleans really close. And I think this is a week where Herbert could pick apart this defense. Again, I don't love laying points because the rookie mistake is always there. But against this defense, they're really just not turning teams over very much.
Yeah, those aren't bad losses for Justin Herbert when he went toe-to-toe, essentially, with Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and Drew Brees in those situations. James, you've mentioned teasers a couple times, and I don't play many of them, but in no other sport but the NFL. We'll bet them in the NFL occasionally, but this week it looks like there are a couple spots we're going to play teasers. And who are the side, or which sides do you prefer to tease this week in the NFL?
The Bills, the Chargers. Those are probably my top two. I think you're getting the Bills now. What are the Bills at now? 11.5 with the injury
10.
Updates?
Actually,
10?
10.
Yeah. Wow. If that is only because of injuries, let's check with, well, no, I think weather's going to be fine.
It's injuries. Darnold, I guess, is an upgrade, but right.
Darnold lost by 9 at home versus Brett Rippon on a short travel week for Denver coming to the Jets. So if there's intent, for me, there's intangibles that aren't baked into this, and the intangible is that the Jets don't want to win. So you give me the Bills -4, put me in a teaser with the Chargers. I'm going to put that in as a big bet.
I think a lot of people will look to tease the Chiefs down to 2-point favorites at Denver. Like you said, the San Francisco 49ers are up to 8 or so against the Patriots, and the Chargers would be a candidate for a teaser as well. Let's talk about the game that was scheduled for Sunday night and then the game that is the new Sunday night football game. James, we've already analyzed the Buccaneers and the Raiders. You said you're going to play this game, or you bet this on the way in today.
I parked the car, and I bet this right before I got in the studio.
Go ahead. Bucks and Raiders, and you laid 3.5 with the Bucks, right?
Well, the Raiders, Trent Brown out, and you know the O-line isn't going to be what it normally has been, and I think the Buccaneers' defense is starting to dial up and turn up to the level that they could be. They had so much talent last year. I just think they had so many injuries and moving parts. Now, Todd Bowles, people forget because he was such a horrible head coach in New York that he was a really good DC. He was the DC when the Cardinals were making their runs in the NFC Championship. He said something last week that I read from one of the beat writers in Arizona, and Bowles said, referring to Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, in the middle of the game, we're going to do something to this defense that no other defense can do to them. And I mean, small sample size, but they did. Aaron Rodgers looked as confused as he's ever looked in as long as I can remember. And I think that speaks volumes about the pass rush for Buccaneers. When the Raiders won their two big games at home, New Orleans in week 2, their defense was really soft and nicked up. And then when they played the Chiefs had secondary injuries. The Chiefs had injuries in the front 7. So I don't think this is the same type of situation. You're getting good value on the Bucs, and the three games they covered, all covered by a touchdown or more. So I like this covering.
Yeah, Raiders actually won that game at Kansas City before the bye. Now they come home to face the Bucs, we think, on Sunday afternoon, if that game goes on as scheduled now. And it gets reposted at most books here in Vegas. All right, Scott, let's go to Sunday night. Cardinals home underdogs off the big win at Dallas. Arizona catching 3.5 against Seattle, total of 56.
I haven't played anything here yet, Matt, but I may take a look at the Cardinals +3.5, and I may take a look at the under here as well. Arizona's offense is about an average offense, even though I think people think it's kind of a high powerful offense. And I know Seattle's defense isn't very good, but it's a lot of dinking and dunking for Arizona. They can go on 14 play drives down the field. Obviously, Seattle can strike pretty quickly, but I think Arizona's defense is okay as well. These two have played 5 straight unders here in Arizona. These are different teams now, so I don't put a lot of stock in that. But it's a very high total. I made the total 53.8 points, a little bit of value to the under. And I may take a shot with Arizona as a dog as well.
You know, in the simplest handicap I can give in this one, Arizona has looked dominating the last 2 weeks against two teams that are 0-12 against the spread. Dallas. In the Jets, so I can't get enamored with that. I remember a couple weeks ago when they're getting beat by Carolina, etc. Football Outsiders had Arizona ranked 10th in the ratings going into this week. I do not believe this team is the 10th ranked team in the NFL. So this offense can still be very uneven. Again, the defenses look good against that Dallas beat-up offensive line. They've looked good against Joe Flacco and the Jets, but I think it's a different spectrum. It's a different world. It's a different planet going against the MVP candidate Russell Wilson here. Remember, Chandler Jones out for Arizona as well. So I got a bet on Seattle -3. Mm.
James?
Yeah, I wouldn't go against Seattle either. I think the Cardinals, for dominant as they look, Kyler Murray – completed 9 passes the other night. Yeah. I think 24 attempts. It was just weird.
Yeah, they basically hit two or three plays all the whole game.
Home run shots. Mm-hmm. So I agree. I think they need to get in rhythm, and I'm just not going against Russell Wilson off a bye. I think Jamal Adams is playing this week too, which helps Seattle. And
he's not playing. He's out.
He's out. Well, either way, I can't see going against Seattle comfortably.
Well, plus Arizona coming off a Monday night game too.
Yeah, right? short week for them. So it's Seattle a pass for me, and I think the total is at the right spot. I think Arizona, part of the game plan might be to run the ball a bit and try to keep away from Russell Wilson. So I don't want to be involved in the over there.
Yeah, Pro Football Talk reported this. Jamal Adams out of practice with a groin injury suffered nearly 4 weeks ago, and the Seahawks gave up a lot to get him. Can't get him on the field. DeAndre Hopkins is also missed practice, but that's been a weekly occurrence, and he leads the NFL in receiving yards. He's probably going to be on the field this week. That's a good Sunday night game to replace Bucks Raiders. We come back. We're going to have top plays. We'll take a look as well at the Packers-Texans and the Monday Nighter between the Bears and the Rams. My guys in the desert, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back in. I'm Danielle Avari. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and new customers receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Use promo code VSIN, that's V-S-I-N, when you sign up and start betting with the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. It's that easy. Download the app, use code VSIN, and get up to $1,000 as a sign-up bonus. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey and Pennsylvania only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit the DraftKings Sportsbook for full details. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. Here's Matt Eumanns, Aaron Renning, Scott Kellen, and James Alberino.
Thank you, Danielle. One more time, we'll go over tonight's baseball game. Game 3 of the World Series. Dodgers and Rays tied 1-1, and Dodgers minus 147 favorites here at South Point, plus 137 if you like the Rays. Walker Buehler against Charlie Morton, and a total of 7.5 shaded under, minus 115. Like I said, I played the Rays plus 185 in the series, played the Rays plus 125 in game 2, but I'm probably not going to play tonight's game and just hope the Rays get a win tonight. They'd be in good position in the series if that's the case.
Matt, what's the adjusted series price?
I don't have that currently, okay. But it's got to be somewhere around the normal price, right?
A little bit less, I would think. Yeah,
bounce back to about the normal price after it's tied 1-1. Dodgers were as high as 215 or so in the series before it started. Did you think that was a little bit on the high side or no?
You know, I just have not put a lot of work and thought into the baseball. I've been so busy with football, Matt. But, yeah, I mean, anytime you're getting plus price with an organization or a team like the Rays, you certainly have to give a look.
All right, Ben Wilson, do you want to – no best bets on the baseball game tonight. Ben, do you want to do best bets now or in the next segment? Do we have the graphic?
Yeah, we can go with it now.
We got it
ready? You have so many, Matt. This might just be your segment, and then we'll push the other three.
Well, I've been putting these up all week, and I've bounced back and forth on that Cowboys pick. It might not be my smartest best bet up there, but Tim Murray, my co-host, has talked me into it this week. Anyway, my college football best bets, Louisville minus 4, Pittsburgh plus 10, Purdue plus 3. That was before Rondale Moore was declared out of the game. Got to be careful playing some of these too early in the week. Iowa State plus 3, Mississippi plus 3.5, Texas Tech plus 3.5, Nevada plus 5, Michigan, Minnesota under 54.5, Minnesota plus 3. And then a couple in the NFL. I'm just undecided on a lot of these NFL sides this week, but I played the Cowboys pick. And Patriots minus 2 over the 49ers. Still have that Rays series bet pending. And 43-25, the record since We started this in late August. Now, Scott Kellen, let's get to your best bets. I don't think you're going to have a bunch of college football plays up there like I do, but what do you have for the NFL?
Every week I get here, Matt, those units are just going up, up, up. You're
don't
hot.
Jinx
That's
it.
Nice.
Okay. That's the way it's supposed to happen.
You cannot lose.
It's supposed to happen that way.
We are going with Panthers plus +7 over the Saints. I played this early in the week, but obviously without Sanders and Michael Thomas, I like that even better. I think as long as Bridgewater doesn't turn the ball over, mm-hmm. I think he can keep them close. I think they're a competitive team. Bears-Rams under 45. I know we'll get into that in a little bit, but Sean McVay, as good as that offense has been, when they've played good defenses, they've struggled to score. These two have combined to score 21 and 24 points each of the last 2 years, so it's been a very low-scoring series. And then Steelers plus 7.5. Anything over 7 on the teaser here, Steelers 7.5, Detroit 8.5. Detroit has played close games this year other than a Packer game. Steelers, as well, a very good team, obviously, and Tennessee is not winning games by margin. I think this is a good play as well.
You know, you could still grab 7.5 with Carolina out there at a couple spots, and that'd be plus 7.5 minus 120. Did you already bet this?
Yeah, I bet it early in the week at 7.5. Yeah.
Okay, so Emmanuel Sanders, for those who don't know, COVID-19, he's out. Michael Thomas is out. So that's going to impact that game with the Saints' top two wide receivers out of that game. I thought about playing the Patriots as well. I think you bet the total in that game, right?
Yeah, but I got out of it, Matt. I had bet the game over, but I came back under today with that news. And it is interesting you mentioned, because with the injuries to Thomas and Sanders, really not a lot of line movement with that. The total kind of stayed the same. I was happy to be able to get out of there. For me, I'm going to come in on 458, the Falcons minus 2.5. I think Falcons still have some talent here. I think they responded to Morris. We'll see that again this week. Don't have to don't mind going against Patricia off a loss here for Detroit. And I'm with you, Matt. I'm going to go with the Patriots. I don't think the sky is quite falling yet. I think you can certainly excuse their last game 2 games ago against Kansas City with a backup quarterback. So I'm going to lay the points here with the Patriots. Minus
all
two.
Right. James Alberino, last 30 seconds, your best bets?
Yeah, I like the over in the Steelers and Titans game at 50.5. With Devin Bush out for the Steelers, that's a big hit at the middle linebacker spot for them. And like we mentioned earlier, the Titans have gone over 4 times in a row, and they're soaring into the 60s and 70s. I think this is a pass-heavy game from Tennessee and mix in with Derrick Henry. And then I'm going to lay it with Buffalo. I think they blow out the Jets, and off 2 losses, they really need a win here. So lay it with the Bills.
All right, Bills minus 10, Steelers-Titans over 50.5. Quick break, back in a couple minutes. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back in. I'm Danielle Avari. VSiN is now available on Roku and Amazon Fire TV. We've partnered with the Racetrack Network to deliver VSiN on your connected TV for only $4 a month. Visit rtn.tv to learn more and download the VSiN Roku or Amazon Fire TV app. While you're there, check out everything the Racetrack Network has to offer. Go to rtn.tv to sign up and get the VSiN app on your Roku or Amazon Fire TV today. That's rtn.tv. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. Here's your host, Matt Eumanns.
All right, all of the top plays we did in the previous segment, you can find those on the VSiN email. So go to vsin.com/subscribe to sign up for that. Listen to the podcast, get the show replays, all the content up there this week for college football and the NFL at vsin.com. James Alberino, Scott Kellen, and Aaron Renning in with us today. James, you have a couple of Twitter accounts people can follow you. Where is that?
You can find me on Spread Investor, at Spread Investor, and just put out a bunch of stats, information on my picks.
You have a new personal account? You don't want to?
I do. Well, I'm not plugging it. You know, I'm not going to start plugging everything over here.
I just noticed you had a second Twitter page.
I'll funny you from there.
Yeah, I just noticed you set up a second Twitter page with your face on it. So
the other one's for Jason Williams.
That's
and the
right.
other one's mine. So.
Scott Kellen, how about you?
At Sixth Sense NFL or SixthSenseSports.com.
You do detailed write-ups on all these NFL games each week, too. If people want to see your write-ups, how can they get those?
Over at SixthSenseSports.com.
ER?
You can follow me on Twitter at ERSports1.
Okay, let's get to, we got 2 more games to hit on this week's NFL rotation. Packers and Texans. Very interesting spot here. The Packers blown out. I say you don't want to be a hot team going into a bye. Time off cools you off. And that happened to the Packers last week. They were 4-0 straight up in ATS, went to Tampa, got blown out. Aaron Rodgers threw the third pick six of his career. 38-10 was the loss at Tampa Bay. That's a very good Bucs defense. It's not a good Texans defense. Packers 3.5-point favorites on the road this week, total of 57. Scott, take it away.
At three, I would take the Packers. I actually took them early in the week. If it goes back to three, I would recommend taking it again. Although they do have some significant injuries here. Bakhtiari, left tackle's out. Yep. I think they can cover that with Wagner. He's not obviously not nearly as good as Bakhtiari, but I think he can be serviceable. Kevin King out, decent cornerback for him. He's actually having an okay year, and it's just a body out there when you got Houston, who can throw a fair amount of receivers at you. Looks like Darnell Savage is doubtful, safety. So they do have some, what I would call significant injuries. But this is still Green Bay against Houston. I mean, short of, that effort last week, and, we saw Green Bay's offense struggle last year, and going into last week, we thought Green Bay's offense was phenomenal, and then last week looked like last year against some of these better teams. So short of that happening, I still think they're much better than Houston, especially at three. I would even possibly take a look at the over here, even though it's a high number. Deshaun Watson, 3-1 of the over as a home dog since he came to Houston. They seem to score a lot of points. They got a lot of receivers. I think Houston, even if they're getting blown out, can get some late scores. But I would the best play here for me is Green Bay.
Yeah, I agree with Scott on a lot of things that he mentioned here. And last week against Tampa Bay, Matt, you and we talked about this last week. The Packers took a ton of money in that game, and even leading up to kickoff, that went to three. It went to three early in the week, or almost close to three. Came back to three. And if you're going to lay three last week or close to three with Green Bay and Tampa Bay, certainly to me, Tampa Bay to me is so much better than Houston. So I was on Tampa last week, but I'm going to come back with the Packers. I think they are the better team. With the Texans defense here, they can't stop the run. That just sets everything up for what Green Bay wants to do. And again, the Texans just on the opposite end of the spectrum as far as Tampa Bay's defense. Saw the Packers struggle with that, but they have the balance that Tennessee did, and Tennessee put up 600 yards against Houston last week. Houston basically lost all chance on their season, losing that game in overtime, now 1-5 on the season. They really can't tank, guys, because O'Brien's traded away their first round and their second round picks. But he did, O'Brien's gone. You still have Romeo Crennel, and you have the mess that O'Brien created. So I'm going to go with the Packers here.
Agree with both of you guys. Packers not as strong as I wanted to bet earlier in the week for a couple of reasons. The injury concerns, I was following them the whole week closely. The front seven, I think their injury news got a little bit better with both Smiths, Preston, and Zadarius. Mm-hmm. The one injury that's weird and popped up today was that Aaron Jones, I think he tweaked his hamstring in practice. Something with his leg. I don't know how serious that is, but to the point that you made of the run game for Green Bay being able to take advantage of Houston, I think that's important for this game. I'm concerned with Green Bay's run defense. They haven't been good in both years under LaFleur. So I'd worry that Houston can run the ball on them a little bit. But my read on this is if Houston can run the ball early, but Green Bay and Rodgers can do what they're supposed to do versus the secondary and throw all over them, then the second half, Watson shouldn't be able to run the ball as much as he wants to in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, this is Green Bay, but it's not as much margin as I originally thought it had early in the week, but Green Bay is the only way to go.
All right. According to Packers Wire, running back Aaron Jones tweaked his calf, says he's, quote, confident he can play versus the Texans, and that's from 15 minutes ago. He is listed as questionable. Bitter loss for those of us on the Texans plus 3.5 last week, allowing the touchdown to force overtime, then losing by 6 in OT. Scott, Monday night, the Chicago Bears, 5-1. I don't know how, but they are catching 6 points on the road against the Los Angeles Rams. It's a total of 45. So Bears, Rams, would you lay the 6, take it or pass?
I would pass on the side, but I did go under 46. I know it's at 45. I would still go under 45 in this game. 17-7 here last year. Rams win that game, 24 points. Remember 2 years ago, I think late in December, cold weather Sunday night game, 15-6 Rams lose at Chicago. Just looking at McVay, the offense has been very good, obviously, but they've struggled against good defenses. The better defenses they've faced, they're 5-2 to the under as a home favorite. So they're not scoring a ton of points when they play those better defenses. They get in Goff's face a little bit. I like the under here. And I think the Rams' defense is very good, and they will cause problems for the Bears as well. Quite frankly, even though it's a fairly low total, I think it's a fairly easy under.
Yeah, I'm on the same page here as Scott. I bet this game under the total. My numbers made this one much less. And again, the Bears, you know, for what they are, that defense continues to get better and better each week, and I think they can slow down this Rams offense. Again, this Rams offense has been certainly more miss the last month than hit that we saw the first couple weeks of the season. So I'm going to match. Got a bet here on the under.
Yeah, I agree with both of you again, under 45. And if I was playing the side, it would be the Bears. The Bears defense, if you just watch the tape, they did to the Panthers what no other team has done to the Panthers so far. I think Chicago is progressing now. They struggled early in the run defense, but now they're starting to turn it up there as well. The pass rush is getting back to a level it used to be at. So I think Goff under pressure is not going to be comfortable in and of himself. And same thing, you know, Foles hasn't been really looking completely sharp. So under and lean to the Bears plus six.
All right, quick break here on My Guys in the Desert. We come back. It's Brent Musburger and the Mad Dog head-to-head with their NFL best bets.
Welcome back in. I'm Danielle Avari. Do you love live in-game action? Go to OddsTrader.com, one of the best sites out there for live in-game odds and stats. OddsTrader.com. Welcome back into My Guys in the Desert. Here's your host, Matt Eumanns.
All right. Thanks to all the guests on today's show, Brad Powers, James Alberino, Scott Kellen, Aaron Renning. And how about this? We have up next Brent Musburger and Chris Mad Dog Russo going head-to-head, as they do every week, with their NFL best bets. Let's throw it out. VSiN Vinny Maiulo, subbing this week for Brent Musburger with his picks.
Let me give the fans the line so they can follow along with the great Vinny and give them a chance to follow what we're going to do here. Bengals are getting 3.5. The Falcons are giving up 2. Carolina gets 7.5. Vinny told you about the jet line. Green Bay is a 3.5-point favorite, so is Seattle. The 49ers are getting 1.5. Broncos get almost 10, 9.5. Raiders get 3.5 with all those issues with the offensive line. Chargers are a 7.5-point favorite over the Jaguars. The Titans are a 1.5-point favorite over Pittsburgh. Rams are a 6-point favorite over Chicago. Dallas and Washington is a pick'em. So Vinny is up first. Vinny, your first pick of the week is so.
All right, but here we go. In honor of Brent, we're going to go right to a game of unbeatens. The Steelers are in Tennessee this week, and we saw that the Titans, they just continue to get it done. They play in close games. They bend, but they don't break. You saw what happened last week. They had a big lead, and then Houston came all the way back. And then you talk about a game that a bad beat. How about losing in overtime? So they win the game, and they get the cover. But I'll tell you what, this is a team, Mad Dog, that I think is going to go up against a much more challenging defense in the Steelers this year. Steelers are clicking too. Roethlisberger, boy, how about him and this kid Chase Claypool? What a combination they've become. So we're going to go on behalf of Brent here with the Steelers on the road in Tennessee plus the 1.5. Now this is a game that originally opened with the Steelers as a 1.5-point favorite at the South Point. So we're going to go with the house here, and the Steelers against the Titans, one of these teams, is not going to be unbeaten after this week.
And Benny's right. If you are a better and you took, say, last week, Houston. I don't know why you would, but if you did, you're pulling your hair out. You got a 7-point lead with 2 minutes to go. You're getting, I don't know what the line was, the line, 5.5, something like that, whatever it was, it may have been.
Yeah, it went up to 6, yeah.
So you got it. You're getting, 6 would have been a push, but 5.5 you're getting.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You're talking about in the game. It was 4. Oh, the Titans were 4 last week, yeah.
So think about it for a second. You want to talk about gambling. You got a 4-point lead. You lead by a point. There's less than 2 minutes to go, and you got a 4th down at the 1-yard line. You score, and somehow you lose the bet. That is, you can't come up. You good job, Vinny. I had forgotten that. That is the worst beat I've ever seen. That's a horrendous, horrendous beat. All right, my first game is going to be Carolina. Panthers have played pretty well all year. Not last week, notwithstanding when the Bear defense shut them down, and despite that, they were still within 7 last couple of possessions. They go to New Orleans to take on the Saints. And I think the Saints will win. I don't want to sit there and say I think this is going to be an outright upset. But the Saints have not covered this year at home. Green Bay beat them there. Chargers covered there a couple weeks ago with the losing in overtime. They were getting 7. Panthers are getting 7.5 here. That's a lot of points for Carolina, a team that's been feisty. They've been good enough with their offense. I know McCaffrey's out, but Mike Davis has filled in admirably. I'm sure Michael Thomas will play, so that's a problem off the bye week. But I think Carolina's a feisty son-of-a-gun little team. I think they're going to be – it's a divisional matchup, so they're into it. I'll take the 7.5 there, Vinny. I'll go Carolina in game 1.
Well, you got a good pick, and you got a good number, Mad Dog, because the game is down to 7 now. And it looks like Michael Thomas may not play, so that helps you out. Emmanuel Sanders is out, as you mentioned. And Carolina helped beat themselves last week. Let's face it, Teddy Bridgewater did not have his best game. I like the kid Davis, so that's a solid pick, especially with the number there. Brent's number 2 pick, all right, off a bye. And I know sometimes, listen, Brent's a big, and I agree with this, he's a big believer in professional football teams, especially, you know, of all athletes, but professional football players, they like to stay in that rhythm. But coming off the bye here, in the best division in the league, the NFC West, the Seattle Seahawks going into Arizona, who's again, they've also had to travel quite a bit as well, given the schedule that they've got. Kyler Murray getting better. Cardinals are getting better every week. We see improvement. But this is a matter of class at quarterback. This is a veteran in Russell Wilson, an MVP candidate, going against the youngster here. Even though it's on the road, I will tell you this. The Seahawks, they're a tough out. They're every bit alive. Not the greatest defense. You look at the Cardinals, everybody's going to be very high on them after last week. But after anybody plays the Cowboys, everybody looks good. This is a better team overall, I think, in the Seahawks. Laying a 3.5 in Arizona against the Cardinals.
Game 2 for Vinny and Brent. Here's the piece of information, thanks to Hank Gola, the New York Daily News today, that I am going to use. And once I give you the stat, that's why I'm going to pick the team. The last 10 times the Packers failed to cover, they beat the spread the next game. Packers obviously didn't cover last week against Tampa. Lost the game outright. This week they go to Houston. They're giving up 3.5. The last 10 times they've been in this spot, they have covered for their bettors. So I'm going to take Green Bay against the Texans minus the 3.5 here down in Texas on Sunday afternoon. I'm also going to put a little thought process. I'm going to think that Rodgers is going to want to bounce back after a bad performance. Houston might be a little crestfallen after that brutal loss in Tennessee. Packers with the nice weather, they could capitalize on that porous Houston defense. I think Green Bay will win the game. The 3.5 is dicey, but I think they're going to win the game. I don't see them losing to the Texans for their second straight loss. So I'll gamble that the number will be more than 3.5. Plus, I like the Gola line. Green Bay minus 3.5 in Houston is game number 2.
Solid thinking there. It's tough to beat Rodgers. Rodgers isn't going to have back-to-back weeks like he had last week. And you got to give the Buccaneers defense a lot of credit. We're hoping to see the Buccaneers here in town this week against the Raiders. Of course, we've talked a bit Raiders with some COVID issues, but it looks like that game is going to go on. So, solid there, a dog. I'm going to give you one here, and a home dog. And here's the Battle of Ohio. Now, remember this: in week 2, the Brownies were home against the Bengals as 6-point favorites. Now they're a 3.5-point favorite in Cincinnati against the Bengals. I like this Bengal team. I think they're feisty. They find ways to compete. They battle. This Burrow, I think the kid is the real deal. I'm not going to certainly anoint him as the next Rodgers by any means. But he's got this, the organization going in the right direction. No Joe Mixon, but Nick Chubb is not going to play for the Browns either. And they need to run the ball. We've seen that too. So 35-30 Brownies at home in week two. They're given 3.5 here. Going with the Bengals at home in an early game on Sunday.
Yeah, I like that pick. And I can't take it because of the Browns. I have them, as you know. But I do like that pick. I also have this team, but it's too high a spread. And I'm going to take the Bears getting 6 in L.A. The Bears' defense is too good to give them 6 points. The Rams, at times, cannot be explosive enough. This game's got 20-17 written all over it. They have played a lot in the last couple years. I think the Bears, you know, and Foles beat them last year, 2 years ago. You know, but Foles beat them down there to get the Eagles into the postseason. He won in L.A. I think it's just too many points. I mean, I think the Rams could win a close game, but I am not giving that Chicago team that's 5-1, that's gotten a little culture going with their winning, and they got a very good defense, and they're giving them 6 points, and it's a Monday night game to boot where they're all going to be pumped up. Too many points. So I'm going to take the Bears against the Rams. That's a close game to me, and Foles has played well against them historically. And I just think that, I like Chicago. So Chicago for me, Green Bay for me. And, again, Carolina getting 7.5. Vinny runs with the Bengals, a pick that I like. Pittsburgh, which is a tricky one, getting 1.5 this week at home, getting 1.5 in that game. And Vinny's third pick this week was the
Seahawks.
Seahawks in Arizona against the Cardinals. Excellent job, Vin. Thanks for filling in. We'll see you next week. Appreciate a few
minutes. Always great to be with you, Matt.
All right, that's Mad Dog versus Musburger, Week 7 NFL plays. And Vinny Maiulo jumping in for Brent Musburger this week. Brent is on the Steelers plus 1.5, Seahawks minus 3.5, and Bengals plus 3.5. Brent, 12-6 for the season. Mad Dog on the Panthers plus 7.5. Bad news for the Saints with Emmanuel Sanders out with COVID, so Michael Thomas and Sanders not going to be in that offense for Drew Brees this week. Mad Dog also on Packers minus 3.5, which James Alberino, Scott Kellen, and Aaron Renning all like that play. Bears plus 6 on Monday night. I can't sign off on that one. But record for Mad Dog, 7-10-1. All right, let's recap the top plays. Again, you can get these on the VSIN email. Go to VSIN.com/subscribe to sign up for that and get the podcast and all the content this week on college football and the NFL. James Alberino, you can follow him at Spread Investor. Your top plays for the NFL this week?
I like the Bills laying 10, and it sounds crazy, humans, but I think you're getting a 10-point favorite in a buy-low spot because the Bills have a couple of injuries, and they lost the last two games not looking good. This is a Jets team that the morale is as low as you will ever see in the NFL. They don't want to play for Adam Gase, and I think now because Darnold's starting, Becton's starting, and the offense is getting a little healthier, that's why that line has now come down from 13. Mm-hmm. But the offense is completely out of rhythm. These guys haven't played together in a couple of weeks, and I like the Bills laying 10 in this spot.
You also have a couple teasers, or you have at least one teaser.
I would tease the Bills down to minus 4 and pair them with the Chargers. I think Herbert will throw all over this Jacksonville defense. Lack of pass rush and secondary for Jacksonville.
All right, that's James Alberino. Aaron Renning, Scott Kellen. You can get all the best bets on the VSIN email. Up next, Danny Burke here on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.